Is that the sign?
Here she comes.
Yep. This meeting of October 1st, 2015 is called to order. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
You got a second tonight, Eric.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next item, communications for information.
None this evening.
Actions on matters still pending, new business.
None this evening.
Considerations of matters set for public hearing. Now she's going to talk, so keep us out of trouble. Whatever you do, keep us out of trouble. Okay.
Okay, two items. The appeal hearing in the matter of Vincent Trujillo has been rescheduled at the union's request and will be held on December 5th. And the appeal hearings in the matter of Lieutenants Sean O'Brien and Aaron Satunsky have been scheduled for November 5th, both of them together at the same time.
Good.
Thank you. And has everybody checked their calendar and knows that they will be able to attend those two meetings? They're regular scheduled meetings.
Yes, I believe I will be able to attend those, both of those, actually.
I know you were looking at everyone else when you asked that.
I'll find you. I know where you live. Okay, next item, Civil Service Coordinator Report.
None this evening.
Human Resource Director's Reports and Requests. Ms. McDougall.
Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. I have one report this evening. It's a list extension for Water Service Supervisor, list number 5065-14. It is a promotional list that was set to expire December 9th, 2015. There were 9 people on the list, and 4 were City of Tacoma residents, and none have been hired, so there are still 9 on the list with 4 City of Tacoma residents, and the list has been extended to December 9th, 2016. I also have one request for you this evening. It's a request for waiver of competitive exam for construction inspector Neil Sarton, Michael Andwood, Andrew Sturdivant, and Gerald Pote. And HR analyst Rodney Croston will be presenting that, along with Chris Larson from the Public Works Department.
Good evening, Chair Summers, members of the board. I'm Rodney Croston from the Human Resources Department. And this is Chris Larson from Public Works. As Mary said, we're here tonight to request a waiver of competitive exam to appoint Neil Sartain, Michael Engwood, Andrew Sturdivant, and Gerald Pote into permanent construction inspector positions. All these employees have been working in that classification for 1 to 2 years, but because the work they're doing is tied to temporary funding for council resolutions, they have a special project designation. When they were put into those positions, we advertised each individual position like we do our at-will positions. They were on our website. We took applications from the public. We screened them. We actually went through a selection process that's very close to what we do for classified jobs. But again, they have this project designation. So they've been working in this capacity for 1 to 2 years. We're really fortunate now that we have the ability to fill these positions permanently. These candidates were the best that we found in the market, you know, 1 to 2 years ago when they were appointed, and now they have this additional experience and training that they've had on the job. So we don't think it's in anybody's best interest to advertise their jobs and have them jump through the hoops of applying and testing and creating the perception from people in the public that these jobs are available when they're actually filled.
Thank you. Again, I'm Chris Larson with the Public Works Department Engineering Division Manager. Thank you again for considering our request to place these existing project employees in permanent position. Public Works Engineering Division, we operate with eight full-time construction inspectors and 4 are permanent and 8 are in the project position. We construct probably $30 to $60 million annually in infrastructure improvements. The projects are very complex projects. We get federal and state grants, and you have to have special ways how to document everything and follow state and federal specifications for construction funding. This requires highly experienced, knowledgeable, highly trained inspectors to certify and document all the construction projects. When we brought on these folks, we had an increase in projects several years ago, and since that time our projects have just continued to grow, and we really see no end to projects in the future. As you know, our infrastructure is in dire need of help, and we just see future funding and future projects on the horizon. It's beneficial to keep these four inspectors. They know our procedures and processes to how to handle these multi-million dollar projects. One example I'd like to share is we were hired by UWT to do the project down at South 17th and Jefferson Street, another multi-million dollar project that the UW funded. And they were so impressed with the project team, and Andy Sturdivant was our construction inspector out there, and it worked so well with how they handled access for the businesses and all the pedestrians and students down there that the UW group has asked us for a proposal to do another project for them, extending the project a little up the street, and they made it very clear they want the same team to work on that. Rodney kind of had some of the things I was going to say, so I won't repeat myself on that. If I could just give a little background on each of our applicants. When Neil Sartain was brought on board in April of 2013, he has over 10 years of construction experience, and Neil is currently inspecting our $9 million Port of Tacoma Road project. Mike Angwood was brought in January of 2014. He has over 7 years experience and is currently inspecting our $4 million South Tacoma Way project. Andy Sturdivant has over 20 years experience and is inspecting our $4 million Union Avenue and Schuster Parkway project. Those are bridge overlays. And Jerry Pote, was brought in April of 2007. He first worked as an engineering technician. In 2011, he moved into an assistant construction inspector position. And since November of 2014, he has worked as a project construction inspector. And Jerry handles all of our hundreds of sidewalk projects all over town. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
I think I have one of those sidewalk projects.
Board Member Sexton, do you have anything else?
Madam Chair, I think besides that, I got a question or two. But, you know, first, I want to say that I really appreciate the report that you made here tonight in person. I found the report that you gave us really lacking, and you know, I've really been appreciative of all the reports that we've been getting, you know, almost monthly. You know, so much good information that, you know, typically, you know, I always come here and I know, you know, exactly that I'm going to support the request, you know, based on all the information that's before me and given to me. And I just thought this one was really lacking. The information that you gave here tonight, you know, is not here in the report. You know, I really appreciate all the reports we had been getting, you know, up till now. This one, you know, I really find lacking. So there was a question in there someplace. I'm just kind of I'm curious. You know, I don't really know why the need for a question at this point, but it says. One of the inspectors successfully completed the competitive examination process for construction inspector per standard human resources hiring procedures, and the other three inspectors successfully passed the interview process for the project positions they currently occupy due to their lengthy background in construction in inspection. So maybe you could clarify that for me a bit. Go ahead.
I apologize that our report was lacking in information, so be happy to give you everything I can right now. So Jerry Pote was the one that successfully completed the examination process for assistant construction inspector. We did not have an engineering division permanent position for that. So we had brought him in as in a project role. So he actually took a leave from his engineering technician job and went into a project role off of that list. But we did not have a permanent funded position. And then the other three positions were brought in as our workload increased. Once again, we did not have permanent position. We had this steady workload, a project, and as you know, the last few years in public works have been some tough years for us. We had some severe budget cuts. We lost a lot of positions. We still had the workload, so we, as we got federal and state grants and were able to do these projects, we needed the staff to help us through those, and that's when the project positions were brought on board.
Thank you very much. Madam Chair?
Board Member Sexton.
I see, see how I can try my best here. I would like to approve the request. I move that we approve the request for waiver of competitive examination construction inspector for Neil Sartan, Michael Edgewood, Andrew Strudevant, and Gerald Pote. Hope those were pretty close.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussions or questions from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Would any of you gentlemen really like to come up and talk to us?
Are any of you here?
Yes, I think they're all here. That's why we have a crowd.
I spent about a year, tying rebar and pouring concrete, so I appreciate what you guys do and the service that you're providing to the city.
They just made you the spokesperson.
That's fine. No, thank you very much. We appreciate that. And thank you for considering and approving our permanent status with the city of Tacoma. Many of us have been in construction for a long time. And me personally, my background is I grew up in Tacoma, 65th in Yakima, went to St. Anne's and kind of grew up with the city and saw how the city, has been, gone through its growing pains and literally is where it is today. And it's actually a very, very pleasant honor to be able to be part of that infrastructure and to be able to build these assets for the community. I've done a lot of projects on the contractor side, and I've had the fortunate to be able to do the projects on the city side. So once again, I'd just like to thank you guys for this opportunity. It's great for me. I really do love Tacoma, and I can't see myself anywhere else. And I just also would like to take the time to thank the people like Chris Larson and Brad Buck and Mark Henry, and we have several other people in our engineering division that have really pulled for us and see the hard work that we've done and a lot of the projects that we've done and put us in this position. So I just like to thank them, on record. So other than that, if you guys have any questions.
Yeah, I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which one are you?
I'm sorry. It says it right here. Please state your name for the record. I'm Neil Sartan.
Thank you for introducing
yourself. Yeah. Neil Sartan, and once again, I really appreciate this opportunity. Thank you very much.
Very nicely done. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And thank you all for
and
your efforts.
Now you all see how easy it is.
But I also want to comment about the report. The oral report that you gave was outstanding. And
Excellent. We had that information in
front of us before we came. We probably would have gotten bored with you, so I appreciate that.
This is the most excitement we've had in a while.
So my name is Michael Angwood. I think Neil covered it really well. Thanks to everyone who's helped us along the way, but thank you guys for doing this for us. I've been in construction for almost 17 years now, and this is my first career. I've had lots of jobs, but I plan on sticking this one out to the end. I really like it. Love working with these guys. They've done nothing but help us grow, and I see good things in the future to come, so thank you.
Can I ask where you're from? Because he's bragging about Tacoma, so I'm just curious.
I was born and raised in Rochester, so.
Okay.
Won't hold it against you.
Anybody else?
Going next?
No, come on. I see people that might say something. Come on.
There you go.
name Gerald Pope.
Ah.
Fortunately, I'm the one doing the sidewalk project. So if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
There you go.
We'll probably get acquainted sometime.
So I just want to state that I've been here since 2007, and I really love the fact that the engineering division has allowed me to grow and learn and move around within the city to be an asset and be useful, basically. And you don't get that at a lot of other places and any other employment a lot of times. So I really appreciate the opportunity to be a permanent inspector, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
There you go. All right.
None of you look shy. That's why I can't.
I'm Andy Sturdivant.
You must be Andrew.
That's me. Yeah. So, yeah, I just greatly appreciate what you're doing for us. You know, the group of us bring a lot of different backgrounds, a lot of different talents to the table here, and we, you know, we've so far been able to apply those and help make Tacoma a better place. And we've learned and grown with some of the staff here, and have really enjoyed working here with you guys, with the city. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your service. Thank you all.
Thank you all for what you do for us.
He says until he sees the sidewalk. Anyway, are there any other comments by the public? Comments by board members? This is when you have to watch. Okay. Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Hey, nobody made a motion.
I know.
Buy low. Don't you have more than one?
Yeah, for you.
Oh, okay. My daughter.